It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Brock and Hunter. Welcome to the Plan B After Show podcast. All right, so we talked about this a little bit earlier on in the show during the morning dump. You can hear that also at WIRX.com on the podcast page. But I wanted to discuss a little bit more because it's so crazy to me in the age that I'm at. You and I are on this this weird generation where we're at because we were young enough to see the start of it and really see the growth of video games. Now, yes, you can go back to Pong, you know, in the early Atari days and everything like that, but video games really blew up.
Yeah, those video games suck.
They do. And we
grew up the best.
We did. Well, and it all started really in the 80s with the release of Nintendo, all right? Nintendo was a game changer. It absolutely was. And then we saw the birth of PlayStation, Sega, Xbox.
Was Nintendo the 80s?
Yeah, I think Super Nintendo came out in...
Well, Super Nintendo was definitely the 90s.
No, the first Nintendo came out in 80...
Just the NES? So I know Atari. I know Atari was 80s. I want to say NES was like maybe 89?
Release.
Maybe 89, 90?
Hold on, let's see here. 1983.
What?
Yep. Released, the console was released July 15th, 1983.
Holy cow,
as
really?
The family computer... Okay, so there's a little bit, but that 83, though, it's been around.
Wow.
It has been around. So either way, you think about Nintendo, and then the spread. Now think about all the different gaming consoles, PS4, you know, Xbox 360, we got it all. It's everywhere.
Well, basically, your Xbox, your PS4 right now is a supercomputer.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, they're just not gaming systems anymore. You know, they're running apps. You can basically do anything you want on these things.
I do everything on my PS4. Yeah. That's where I log onto the internet through that thing, like on my TV. It's hooked to my TV. I get all my videos, all my Amazon Prime.
It's like an all-in-one entertainment center.
It really is great, and we bring this up because now I just read a story in Alabama. There is going to be some high schools that are offering e-sports at the varsity level. That's right. 30 high schools in Alabama will get to try out the esports teams competing with each other in games such as Rocket League, League of Legends, making video game a state-sanctioned inter-school sport.
So I could have played video games in high school and got graded for it.
No joke. Yeah, extracurricular video games? Good Lord.
That's going to be on your senior jacket now.
Yeah, yeah. I wonder what the patch will be.
Yeah.
Like a little controller?
Probably.
Or a virgin symbol?
Nice. Nice.
Now, here's the thing. Like, I love video games, all right? I grew up playing them. Yeah. But for us, though, it was one of those things where...
You know, we grew up with couch co-op. We grew up in the era where your friend had to come over, you know, and you get a bunch of candy, and you'd play together.
You played together. That's
now
the way
it's all online.
Yeah, yeah. You're not even with anybody. Nope. Well, and I really, mostly, too, it was my brother and I taking turns in the basement, playing Sonic the Hedgehog or whatever we had. But also, I don't think there was as much of an obsession with video games as there is now. I really don't think so.
I spent
more time outside. And don't get me wrong, I love video games, and we spent hours. But I don't think there was ever a time where it was like I would choose the video game over going outside.
Here's the difference. I personally think it's the same. I was addicted to video games, but I wanted to go outside when I was a kid, but my parents would make me go outside. I don't think parents are enforcing, you know, the extracurricular play, the outside play. Get outside, get some fresh air. I think parents just kind of gave up.
That's actually a really good point. And I guess I'm just trying to remember if there's ever a time where I was like, no, I don't want to go outside. But I'm sure there was. And we did. We played a ton of video games.
Yeah, I loved it, man.
You know, it's weird, though, is it didn't really transfer over into college and everything like that. It took me up until being about, you know, my late 20s to where I finally bought a nice gaming system to play stuff. There's a couple games that I saw, and I think really because it jumped ahead. Mm-hmm. I think it had to do with, like, Red Dead Redemption or something. Like, it jumped ahead. I'm like, God, look at that. That looks awesome. I'm going to play it. And then I've gotten more into it now with some of the video games, but they're so much different. Yeah. Oh, my God. They're movies. They're playable movies, really, at this point.
Basically.
When you think about the stories, the graphics, everything like that. You look at some of these open worlds. You could spend a lifetime just doing open world tasks and stuff in some of these games, like Red Dead
Grand Theft Auto.
Grand Theft Auto, or why can't I think of the one with, like, the ghouls and the...
Oh, Skyrim?
No, well, Skyrim, Skyrim's another one. World of Warcraft. Good Lord. See, I never got into that one. Right. But I mean, literally, you could just spend your whole life doing these side tasks and everything like that, never actually even play the missions. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
I think I just thought of $1 million idea.
What's that?
For an application the Xbox, the PlayStation. This might be a good idea if they don't have it already.
Yeah.
It's an app you can buy that the parents buy that allows your kid to play video games online for 2 hours. And then it shuts it off.
I wonder if there's got to be something. Maybe
a parental control. So the parent sets the time. It's like, all right, you got 2 hours.
Yeah.
You could play video games as much as you want for these 2 hours.
Slam it. Slam it.
So get it in.
Yeah.
But once those 2 hours are done, you're done until tomorrow.
I think you did hit the nail on the head, which I don't think parents are enforcing. And again, folks, before we get any emails or anything like that saying, well, you don't have kids, you don't understand. I know I don't have kids. Mm-hmm. I know I don't understand. But I'll admit, hanging out with some nieces and nephews and everything mm-hmm. like that, I mean, they're glued to the tablet.
Yeah.
They're glued to that tablet.
It's replacing parenting.
And I'll break it. I won't say which one it was just because I don't want to call out any kids or any family members. But no joke, this happened is that the kid was on the tablet, mm-hmm. just, eyes glued to it, playing it, and somebody, I think one of the grandmothers said something in the kitchen about peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, all right? Mm-hmm. Was directing it towards the kids. The delay on the kid responding, all of a sudden, finally, a minute later, peanut butter? And I was like, that was said a minute ago.
Right.
You're glued
so
to this thing.
So indulged into the tablet.
It was just, it was so weird. I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
That was, and it was just like, it was almost like just kind of like a knee jerk, oh wait, I heard this, but I'm in this. And then eventually I'll just say something. Because obviously they wanted a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Yeah.
It's a kid. Of course you're going to take it. But the delay, I was just like, what?
It's mind blowing, man.
Just glued to it. And there's actually someone talking about this. And I know we started talking about esports and we're kind of going off on this tangent, but I'll bring it back. But, there's this guy talking about how it is absolutely. Well, so here's your, what the hell was that? Mm-hmm. Anyway, it was this guy talking about how kids' brains aren't developed to handle this dopamine rush mm-hmm. that they get from playing games.
Yeah.
They're flooding their brains with this pleasure. That's what you get. That's why we sit there on our phones.
And is it making real life dull?
It's making real life dull. It's killing our attention spans. Their brain is not fully developed, and it's getting addicted to this dopamine rush mm-hmm. that most brains aren't capable of handling, especially at that age. The brain isn't fully developed until the age of 25. Mm-hmm. You and I, we still got a few years to go.
Yeah, a few.
Or 33. Right. So it's actually a real thing. And you know what? I see it with the kids, and I hate to be that old guy that's, kids are out there, they're on the tap, but it's true. They throw fits when they can't play it. Yeah. It's like, wow.
Does this ever happen to you? This happens to me with shooter games. If I play a shooter game long enough and then I go to bed right after, I still see it in my head.
Oh,
I'm still thinking about it. I still see the screen.
There was a.
It takes a while for me to get out of that reality a little bit.
There was a while there when I was playing, when Candy Crush kind of first came out, and I finally downloaded it. I remember there was a while where, in bed, I was almost picturing moves.
And you can hear it too.
Yeah, and I'm like, Jesus, yeah. What the hell is this?
Right, I need to step away, man.
So like I said, I love technology. I'm not going to say I don't. As an adult, I appreciate it. It's great, mm-hmm. but we're at that stage where we had it, but it wasn't. It wasn't at the level it's not now. We didn't have the iPads, the iPhones,
the online gaming.
The online. We didn't have it was it's nonstop for kids now. Mm-hmm. It's their phones. And so not only can you go play a game on your phone all day, then mm-hmm. you can go home and play something on TV. You're literally just playing these games.
No, you're plugged
all day.
In, man. Everybody's plugged in now.
All the time. And then you go on we can get into the whole social media and that feeding your ego and your dopamine rush and everything. So my big thing to bring back to the sports, I don't think it should be a sport. I don't have any problem with clubs being developed. I don't have it, but it's not a sport. All you're doing is moving your thumbs. Mm-hmm. That's it. That to me is not a sport. Who am I to judge and say colleges are giving scholarships now for it?
Giving away scholarships,
yeah.
Money,
yeah.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars.
I think about the times I spent running, doing hill sprints, mm-hmm. Training my body to play a sport.
Hell week, man.
Dude, two-a-days, and now you got esports. And it's just, I don't know.
It's hard to wrap your brain around it.
But who knows? Maybe in 20 years, I'm going to be watching some e-sport tournament going, oh, yeah, here we go, team. Mm-hmm. You know, who knows?
So coming back to these scholarships, all right, so you get a scholarship for e-sports, mm-hmm. right? No, you're really good. You go to the championship game, and you're playing some guy. You get to pick the video game. What do you pick?
Oh, boy, that's a good question. I would have to say...
And you got to pick it. You got to be good at it because you want to win, right?
I would say if I were to really think about my skills and what was the most developed, because now, no joke, I will not lie. When I play games like The Last of Us or Red Dead, mm-hmm. I'm playing on either like The Last of Us. I love the story so much. Yeah. The last time I played it, I just played it on easy because mm-hmm. I just wanted to go through, kill some zombies and watch. Yeah. That's how much I love that. So I don't play on hard or expert or anything mm-hmm. like it's too much work. Mm-hmm. But if I were to pick something skill wise, Crash Bandicoot.
Yeah.
I can smoke some Crash Bandicoot, yeah. dude. I was playing it on my old PS3 the other day. It was the first one. I'm trying to remember. It's just the first Crash Bandicoot. And, I still remembered the moves during the boss man levels where you needed to jump and everything.
Yeah, yeah, nice.
Oh,
it brought you back to your childhood.
Dude, I would pick Crash Bandicoot, and I would just crush it.
I think I have two in mind.
Yeah?
Mortal Kombat, because you can't beat me in Mortal Kombat.
No.
You get your ass whipped by Scorpion every time. I'm just telling you. My second one, this is going back, Super Mario Brothers 3, and you could do the Battle Royale.
Yeah.
You know, it's just the one screen, and then you go across the screen.
Oh,
and back.
Yeah.
Remember that? And you jump on the turtle, and you try to get the other guy, and you had like 5 lives or something.
Yeah.
And you hit the pow, pow, the guys would flip upside down. Remember that game?
I do remember that.
I was kick ass at that, man. I was kick ass.
So, like I said, I love it. I guess it's weird for me because I just never thought when I was a kid playing, you know, Sonic in the basement that mm-hmm. I didn't have the wildest dreams of like, you know, now there's kids that are literally their goal now is to be a professional gamer.
Yeah.
Like that's a thing now. And I guess us as kids, I never would even dream that was possible.
Yeah.
That was something to do. That was a treat after finishing your chores and this and that and the other thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It should be a rule. If you don't know how to properly blow a cartridge, a Super NES cartridge, you don't get your scholarship.
They got to start lower level.
You know?
Yeah, you're popular today. All right. That's our take on esports or e-gaming. Make sure you listen to the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on 107.1 on your FM dial. And check out more at WIRX.com. All right, we'll see you guys next time.